This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. A team from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is in Northwest Arkansas investigating a spike in COVID-19 cases in the Hispanic community. According to the Arkansas Department of Health, about 21% of the state's active cases are Hispanic patients. Community Clinic in Northwest Arkansas reports there's a 23% positivity rate among its Hispanic patients. To address the increase in cases, state health officials are working to share educational information about the virus with Spanish speakers. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The Arkansas Department of Health began sharing information about the coronavirus in January through its social media accounts. The first time information about the virus was shared in Spanish was May 28th. That same day, the governor announced 42% of the state's 261 new cases were patients with Spanish last names. In the weeks that followed, officials have continued monitoring an increase in cases among the Hispanic community, specifically in Northwest Arkansas, and have promised to create more educational content in Spanish. The COVID-19 section of the Arkansas Department of Health's website, for example, now has a page that lists resources in Spanish. Dr. Jose Romero is ADH's chief medical officer, and he has been designated the interim secretary of health when Dr. Nate Smith leaves the position in August to take a job at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Romero says providing important information in Spanish has been an ongoing process at ADH.
We are very lucky that the current secretary of health has been putting together a group of individuals that are bilingual in Spanish. And so at some level, the information for COVID-19 has been translated into Spanish since the very beginning. There's been a concerted effort in the last week or two to really get this together under one roof. And it really went live on May 30th, May 29th. And there are two people internally, which is Gloria Bastidas and Dr. Rosa Hatch, who are the persons that internally are translating the information from English to Spanish.
Sharing vital information about the pandemic can help slow the spread of the virus.
We really need to get the word out, especially because, as you know, and you've heard from press conferences and the news, that the Latino population, especially in the Northwest, are particularly hit hard by COVID. So it's important that they understand what the factors are that lead to transmission and how best we as a community, as a Latino community, can bring this under control.
In addition to creating a Spanish language resource page and posting information in Spanish on its Twitter and Facebook accounts, ADH also hosted a Spanish language webinar last week to educate restaurant and hair salon owners about prevention and transmission of the disease as these businesses continue to reopen. Dr. Romero says it was similar to a webinar previously offered to the African American community. There could be other factors contributing to the spread of the virus among the Hispanic community other than education, and Dr. Romero says they're looking into it.
The question is it coming from the community itself? In other words, are they exposing each other? Is it coming from their workplace, right? Because we know that many Latinos, Hispanics are essential workers, right? I mean, what is now the definition of essential workers? So those are things we're looking into. The CDC is sending a team to evaluate exactly that, what's happening in our Latino community. And one of those aspects will be looking into that issue of how is it getting around in the Latino community.
Dr. Romero says the other thing they've noticed is there's a high number of children being infected with COVID-19.
We think they're getting it from their parents, but we need to look at that. So if we look at our we have about 1,000 children now that are positive for COVID here in the state. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're symptomatic, but they're positive. Of that group, 38% are Latino, right? That is a significant group. 13% are Marshallese. So clearly over 50% of the cases in children are occurring in minority groups. So we're not concerned, but we're looking at that issue, and we want to make sure that we're providing that those communities adequate information about COVID.
One possible contributing factor could be these are tight-knit communities, and it's common for families to live together.
That idea of very close-knit families, where you have from the baby to the grandmother, right? And they're all in the same house. They're all cared for in this family unit. Yes, that probably has a lot to do with it. We don't know yet, but we think it is. The other issue is that because they are such close-knit families, right? But we see the same thing within the Marshallese community, right? So implications for COVID in a family in which there is this extended lifeline, right, from the very old to the very young, has implications for outcome, right? I mean, we know that COVID has significant morbidity and mortality in those individuals over 65 years of age. So we really need to explain and transmit that information to these both of these communities, the Latino community, and if necessary, in Spanish, because there's a significant number of Latinos that are primarily Spanish-speaking.
Juana Valdez, a licensed practical nurse at Community Clinic, says if one member of these tight-knit communities gets sick, their whole family could be at risk.
If one person tests positive, then, you know, everyone else has to come back and try to get tested. So then we see a bigger increase because it's not just mom and dad, you know, it's brother, sister, uncles, cousins, everybody else.
Community Clinic has 14 locations in Northwest Arkansas and offers services in English, Spanish, and Marshallese. A spokesperson estimates about 55% of their patients are Hispanic, and Valdez says they've seen an increase in Hispanic patients during the pandemic.
A lot of these Hispanics are essential workers, so it puts them at a higher risk. You know, they work at poultry plants, so they're more at a risk, especially now with all the numbers that we are seeing. You know, we learned last week that the Hispanic population made up 29% of the cases within the state, and we just see that the number keeps on going up.
In speaking with patients, Valdez says they're seeing varying levels of education about the virus.
We have the patients who come in and say, you know, what does this mean? How long do I have to be out? What about my family? We have the patients who know a little bit about it, so they have more of an idea. We hear from them and, you know, they're scared, they're worried, not only for themselves, but, you know, also for their families, especially because, you know, a lot of them, since they are essential workers, they have to come, you know, they have to stop going to work, they have to come and get tested, which worries them because, you know, it puts them at a possibility that, hey, I might lose my job and this is how I take care of my family. But we hear, you know, that they are worried because there is so much, you know, they hear the news, they see everything that could happen. So they just worry and they're more scared.
To help educate patients, Valdez says they've printed out information in Spanish from the CDC. She says providing information in Spanish is particularly helpful for patients for whom English is their second language.
Some of them ask for it because, you know, they hear things in the news. Some of them, you know, just hear it in English and they're trying to figure out what it says. So it's not a complete, you know, I understand what they're saying. So more information on, you know, what's happening. They want to know, you know, what symptoms could they be having? How long could they be sick? What about their families? So it's a combination of everything, you know, wanting them to have more information, not only to take care of themselves, but also their family.
Moving forward, Valdez says it would be helpful to get the Hispanic community a little more educated about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Obviously, wash your hands, wear a mask, that 6 feet distance, even when you're just at the store, you know, could make a difference. So, you know, just helping them understand the prevention part of it for them to know, hey, you know, we're too close or, you know, we got to wear a mask, even if it's just to run in and get some milk real quick, you know, just prevention is more importantly with them because they are such bigger families, just finding a way to help them prevent and separate them if they are sick, you know, be like, hey, you got to understand, you got to be apart from your family a couple of weeks. I know it's hard, but, you know, it's the way we're going to be able to keep your family better.
Coronavirus information in Spanish can be found at cdc.gov/Spanish. The Arkansas Department of Health also has a Recursos en Español page on its website, healthy.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.